Now, if you will, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 38 to 41.
请跟我一起的翻到马太福音第十二章第三十八到第四十一节。
Matthew, chapter 12, verses 38 to 41.
马太福音第十二章三十一到三十八到四十一节。
Pastor Sidney read this passage for us a moment ago, so we'll not have to read it again, but just keep your Bibles open because we're going to be looking at this text all morning. Just to start with a quick story, have you ever had a song stuck in your head?
你有没有过在脑海中一直萦绕的一首歌？
My wife Amy and I have a three-year-old son, Isaiah, and he loves listening to music.
路易牧师跟妻子这个 Amy 他们有一个三岁的儿子叫做以赛亚他喜欢听音乐
So I've got songs like the ABC song and Itsy Bitsy Spider stuck in my head
所以有一些儿歌时常的在脑子里面萦绕
Now I just want to share with you too that in studying the scriptures one question has been stuck in my head for almost a year
现在在研究经文的过程里边，过去几个月甚至一年的时间里边，一直有一个问题在我脑里一直的寻找的。
And the question comes from 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 4.
问题来自哥林多前书第十五章三到四节。
You don't have to turn there, but I'll just read it for us. Paul writes, For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried,that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
保罗写道，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And so the question that's been stuck in my head is this, how could Paul say that Jesus was raised on the third day according to the scriptures?
一直萦绕在我脑海中的一个问题是根据圣经保罗怎能说耶稣在第三天复活呢?
Where in the Old Testament does it say that the Messiah would rise from the dead on the third day?
旧约在哪里说弥赛亚会在第三天从死里复活呢?
Because you see, when we read the Old Testament, you'll find that there is no explicit prophecy that says, the Messiah will rise on the third day.
你看，当我们在阅读旧约的时候，我们发现没有明确的预言说弥赛亚将在第三天从死里复活。
Rather, what we find in the Old Testament is a pattern. Patterns of resurrection concepts that take place on the third day. Patterns which point forward to the resurrection of Jesus on the third day.
相反的，我们在旧约中发现一个模式，这模式是复活的概念，是在第三天发生的。这模式指向耶稣是在第三天复活。
It is this morning that we celebrate the resurrection from the dead of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们庆祝我们的主，我们的救主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And so today, I would like for us to reflect together for a few moments on one of those patterns of resurrection, a pattern that Jesus connects for us in Matthew 12.
所以今天我想花一段时间我们来思考这个复活模式中的一个耶稣自己在马太福音第十二中为我们所连接的这个模式。
This morning, we're going to divide our time into three parts, Jonah's story, Jesus' story,Our story.
今天早上我们将时间分为三个段落，约拿的故事，耶稣的故事，与我们的故事。
All right, number one, Jonah's story.
第一，首先是约拿的故事。
In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus makes a connection between himself and the prophet Jonah.
在马太福音第十二章里边，耶稣自己和先知约拿之间建立了联系。
So, in order to understand what Jesus is talking about, we need to understand first who Jonah was.
所以为了理解这个联系，我们首先需要了解约拿是谁。
So, bear with me for a bit as we review for ourselves the story of Jonah. The story of Jonah is told in the book of Jonah. It's in a section of the Old Testament called the Minor Prophets.
约拿书讲述约拿的故事，在旧约中称为小先知书的一部分。
The books are called the minor prophets not because they're unimportant prophets, just but because rather they're just shorter than the other prophetic books.
这些书被称为小先知书，并不是他们不重要，而且是因为他们比其他的书来得更短。
Now, interestingly, of all the prophetic books, only the book of Jonah tells the prophet's story.
有趣的是，在十二本小先知书里边，只有约拿书讲述了先知约拿的故事。
The other 11 minor prophets record the prophet's message, but the book of Jonah records a story.
其他11本书记载了先知的信息，但约拿书讲述了一个故事。
We're told in the book that Jonah is a prophet of God. That means his responsibility is to take what God says and tell it to the people.
那本书告诉我们，约拿是神的先知，他的责任是把神所启示的话语告诉人们。
And as the book opens, God tells Jonah to give a message to the city of Nineveh.
在这本书开始的时候，上帝告诉约拿给尼尼微城一个信息。
Nineveh was a great city in the Assyrian Empire. The Bible tells us that it's so big that it would take you 3 days to walk across the city.
尼尼微城是亚述帝国一个伟大的城市。圣经告诉我们，步行穿过这个城市需要三天的时间。
And the Assyrians were not only enemies of God's people, they were violent, exceedingly violent.
亚述人不但是上帝子民的敌人，他们也非常非常的暴力。
You can go to the British Museum today, see stone carvings from this era that depict the brutal ways in which the Assyrians tortured their enemies.
如果你有机会去博物馆，在那个时代的石雕里边看到了亚述人折磨敌人的残酷的方式。
These were wicked people, and God tells Jonah that their evil has gone on long enough, and Jonah has to go to Nineveh and deliver that message.
这些是邪恶的人，上帝告诉约拿，他们的邪恶已经持续够长的时间了，约拿必须去向尼尼微传递这个信息。
But instead of obeying God, Jonah refuses, and he boards a ship in the complete opposite direction.
但约拿没有服从上帝，拒绝前去，登上了相反方向的船。
Never a good idea to refuse to obey God.
从来不是一个很好的这个主意，如果去这个拒绝神。
Because God sends a storm, and it threatens the safety of the ship.
所以上帝使海上起了风暴，威胁到船的安全。
Jonah tells the sailors on the ship, "I'm responsible for this storm, and if you throw me overboard, the storm is going to stop."
约拿告诉水手，他是风暴的始作俑者，如果水手把他扔在海里边，风暴就会停止。
That's what happens. The sailors throw Jonah overboard, and the storm immediately stops.
这就是发生的事情，水手把约拿扔到海里，风暴停止了。
But God is merciful, and he sends a fish to swallow Jonah and to save him from drowning.
但上帝是仁慈的，他派一条鱼吞下约拿，救他免于溺水。
And in the belly of the fish, Jonah is humbled, and he acknowledges that God is the one who saves.
在鱼的肚腹里，约拿谦卑并承认上帝是拯救的那一位。
And after 3 days and 3 nights, God commands the fish to spit Jonah back up onto dry land.
3日3夜之后，神命令鱼把约拿吐回旱地。
God tells Jonah again to give his message to Nineveh, but this time Jonah obeys.
神再次告诉约拿，将他的信息传递给尼尼微，这一次约拿顺从了。
Jonah tells Nineveh that God's judgment is coming, and in response, the whole city repents of their sin.
约拿告诉尼尼微，上帝的审判即将来临，全城都回应，为他们的罪悔改了。
Even the king commands everybody to cry out to God for mercy.
即使是国王，也命令每一个人向上帝来求怜悯。
And in response, God shows Nineveh mercy and chooses not to bring judgment.
作为回应，上帝向尼尼微施怜悯，选择不带来审判。
It's a great story. And if you grew up in church, that's probably the story that you're very familiar with.
这是一个很好的故事，如果你在教会长大，你对这大部分故事的情节都非常的熟悉。
But the book of Jonah doesn't end there.
但是约拿书并没有到此就结束了。
We find out that instead of being happy that God didn't destroy Nineveh, Jonah is angry.
我们发现约拿并没有因为上帝没有摧毁尼尼微而感到高兴，而且是生气了。
We find out the real reason why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh.
我们找到了约拿不想去尼尼微的真正的原因。
It wasn't because Jonah was afraid of the Assyrians.
并不是因为约拿这个害怕亚述人。
Rather, it was because Jonah knew the character of God.
相反的，约拿知道上帝的性格。
He knew that God was merciful and gracious.
他知道上帝是怜悯，是仁慈的。
Jonah knew that if he brought God's message to Nineveh and Nineveh repented, God would show them mercy. And Jonah didn't want that.
约拿知道如果他将上帝的信息带到尼尼微而尼尼微悔改了上帝会怜悯他们而约拿不希望这样的结局
So Jonah is angry at God for being merciful and he goes outside the city and in the hopes that God will eventually judge Nineveh
所以约拿对上帝很生气他走到城外希望上帝最终会审判尼尼微
But God has one more lesson for Jonah
但上帝还有一个功课要教约拿。
God sends Jonah a plant, and it grows and gives Jonah shade from the sun.
上帝赐给约拿一个生长的植物，让约拿在阳光上遮阴。
Jonah loves that plant, but the next day God destroys it and exposes Jonah to the sun again.
约拿喜欢那个植物，第二天上帝摧毁了这棵植物，让约拿再次的暴露在阳光下。
Jonah is again angry that the plant is dead.
约拿因为植物死了而发怒。
But God points out, Jonah, you did nothing to make this plant grow, and yet you felt sad when it died.
但是上帝指出约拿，你没有做任何事情让这棵植物生长，当它死去的时候，你就感到难过。
How much more?Should God care about the people of the city of Nineveh, 120,000 whom he has created?
对拥有十二万人的尼尼微城，上帝是否应该更关心呢？
God tells Jonah, as much as you cared for that plant, I care for people more.
上帝告诉约拿，就像你关心那棵植物一样，我更关心人。
That's Jonah's story.
那是约拿的故事。
Point number two, Jesus' story.
第二段，耶稣的故事。
So here we come back to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12 comes at a point in Jesus' ministry where the leaders of Israel are starting to doubt him.
马太福音第十二章出现在耶稣传道的某个时刻，以色列的领袖们开始要反对他。
Jesus is claiming to be the Messiah, but he's doing things that they don't like.
耶稣自称为弥赛亚，但他正在做他们所不喜欢的事情。
So some of the leaders come to Jesus in verse 38, and they ask him for a sign.
所以他们在第三十八节来到耶稣的面前来求神迹。
Now we must recognize that this is not a genuine request. Jesus has already been performing many miracles, like healing, casting out demons.
这不是一个真正的要求。耶稣已经行了许许多多的神迹，例如医病。例如赶鬼。
Rather, this is a test. They want to see how Jesus is going to respond to their challenge so that they can discredit him.
相反的，这是一个试探，他们想看看耶稣会怎样的来回应，这样他们就可以来诋毁耶稣。
And so in verse 39, Jesus responds with a rebuke. You religious leaders are evil and adulterous.
所以耶稣在第三十九节以斥责回应这些邪恶淫乱的宗教领袖。
You're not asking for a sign with genuine motive.
你不是真正的要希望能够来看这个真正的一个神迹。
And so Jesus says in verse 39, because of that, the only sign that you're going to get is the sign of Jonah.
在三十九节里边，正因为如此，他们会得到的唯一的神迹就是约拿的神迹。
What's the sign of Jonah? Well, Jesus explains in verse 40.
耶稣在第四十节里边解释了那个神迹是什么。
He says, For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹里， 人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
The Son of Man is a title Jesus frequently uses to describe himself.
人子是耶稣经常用来形容自己的称呼。
And if we read ahead to the end of Matthew, spoiler alert, we understand that Jesus is connecting Jonah's experience in the fish to Jesus' own experience in the tomb.
如果我们继续读到马太福音的结尾，我们就会明白耶稣将约拿在鱼腹中的经历与耶稣自己在坟墓中的经历联系起来。
That is to say, just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights before being spit back out onto the land, so also will Jesus be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights before rising again from the dead.
也就是说，正如约拿在鱼腹中三日三夜才被吐回旱地一样，耶稣也将在地里头三日三夜才从死里复活。
So the sign that Jesus is speaking of is his own resurrection from the dead, the resurrection we're celebrating today.
耶稣所说的神迹是他自己从死里复活，我们今天所庆祝的复活。
In short, Jesus here connects his story with Jonah's story.
简而言之，耶稣在这里将约拿的故事跟他的故事联系在一起。
So as Jesus says at the end of verse 41, someone greater than Jonah is here.
正如耶稣在第四十一节末尾的时候所说的，这里有一位比约拿更大的人。
Jesus is the greater Jonah. He is the one to whom the story of Jonah points.
耶稣是更伟大的约拿，约拿的故事中所指向的那一位。
And when we compare the story of Jonah with the story of Jesus, many patterns emerge that show us the glory of Jesus Christ.
当我们将约拿的故事和耶稣故事相比较的时候，许多的模式就很清楚地呈现出来。
See, Jonah was a prophet sent by God with a message.
约拿是神派来传递神信息的一个先知。
But Jesus is a greater prophet, indeed the greatest prophet, who is also sent by God with a message.
耶稣是一位更伟大的先知，事实上他是一位最伟大的先知，他的上帝派来传递上帝的信息。
Jonah's message was a message of judgment and eventual repentance.
约拿的信息是审判和悔改的信息。
Jesus' message was also a message of judgment and repentance, but his message was the fullness of God's work of redemption.
耶稣的信息是审判和悔改的信息，但他的信息更是神圆满的救赎的工作。
For God's judgment fell upon Jesus at the cross, and total forgiveness can now be had through faith in him.
因为上帝的审判落在十字架上的耶稣，现在人们可以对他的信仰而获得完全的宽恕。
When Jonah was commanded to obey, he ran away from God.
当上帝命令约拿服从的时候，约拿逃离了上帝。
But when Jesus was commanded to obey, Jesus submitted to God and went to the cross.
但是当上帝命令耶稣服从的时候，耶稣顺服了上帝，并走向了十字架。
Jonah was a prophet who was reluctant to preach to the Gentiles.
约拿是一位不愿向外邦人传道的先知。
But Jesus is a prophet who rejoices to preach to the Gentiles.
但耶稣是一位乐于向外人传递的先知。
When God wanted to show mercy, Jonah went outside the city hoping that God's judgment would fall on the people.
当神要施行怜悯的时候，约拿出城，希望神的审判临到百姓。
But when God wanted to show mercy, Jesus went outside the city and had God's judgment fall on him.
但当神要施行怜悯的时候，耶稣就出城，让神的审判临到他身上。
Jonah was sent into the belly of the fish because of his disobedience.
约拿因不服从而被送入了鱼腹。
But Jesus was sent into the belly of the earth for his obedience.
但耶稣因为顺从而被送到地里头。
Jonah came out of the belly of the fish and preached a message to Nineveh.
约拿从鱼腹中出来向尼尼微传道。
But Jesus came out of the belly of the earth and preaches a message to the whole world.
但耶稣从地里头出来向全世界来传扬信息。
Jesus is the greater Jonah, the one to whom the story of Jonah points, and he is our glorious Savior.
耶稣是更伟大的约拿的故事中所指向的那一位。
And so it is that Matthew chapter 12 ends with a warning.
因此在马太福音第12章以警告来作为结束。
Jesus says the men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
耶稣说，当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
If the people of Nineveh repented at Jonah's preaching, how much greater will the judgment be for the one who rejects the preaching of the greater Jonah, Jesus?
如果尼尼微人在约拿的讲道中悔改， 那拒绝更大的约拿，耶稣讲道的人，他的审判将有多大呢？
In the last day, the people of Nineveh will say, so to speak, to those who rejected Jesus, well, you had someone greater than Jonah preaching to you, and you still refused to listen? Your blood is on your own head.
在末日的时候，尼尼微人会对那些拒绝耶稣的人说：“你有比约拿更大人向你传道，你还拒绝听吗？” 你的血归在你自己的头上。
And point number three, our story.
第三段，我们的故事。
How then should we respond to this passage, to the connection between Jesus and Jonah?
我们应该如何的来回应这个耶稣跟这个约拿故事的相连？
Two points of reflection. One, we must heed the warning.
有两段，第一个，我们必须要听，而且顺从这个警告。It
is absolutely right and good for us to celebrate and rejoice on Easter Sunday.
在复活节我们庆祝，我们欢乐，对我们来说是绝对正确跟有益的。Jesus
Christ has conquered sin and death.
耶稣基督已经战胜了罪恶跟死亡。Yet,
as Jesus reminds us here, that joy is yours only if you submit to Jesus, the greater Jonah.
然而，正如耶稣在这里所提醒我们，只有当你顺服耶稣这一位更伟大的约拿的时候，这个喜乐才是你的。If
you stand apart from Jesus in judgment like these scribes and Pharisees did, the resurrection for you is not a sign of joy, but a sign of warning.
如果你像这些文士和法利赛人一样，在审判中间站在耶稣的反面，那么复活 就不是喜乐的神迹，而是警告的记号。For
if you reject Jesus, if his resurrection from the dead is not enough for you to put your trust in him, then Jesus says here you stand condemned.
因为如果你拒绝了耶稣，即使他从死里复活，也不足以让你相信他，那么你就会被定罪。
The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪，在这里有一人比约拿更大。So
number one, heed the warning. Number two, rejoice in the resurrection.
刚刚第一个，这我们能够要听到神的这个警告。第二个呢，我们要有一个喜乐的心。If
you would respond to the preaching of the greater Jonah with repentance, for you, there is great news.
如果你愿意悔改，来回应更大的约拿的讲道，对你来说，这是一个好消息。For
the good news of Jesus Christ is not a ladder we climb to reach up to God.
耶稣基督的福音并不是我们自己攀登到上帝面前的梯子。Instead,
the good news of Jesus Christ is that God came down in the person of Jesus.
而是上帝以耶稣基督的身份降临。That
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and was born as a human like us in a culmination of God's plan of redemption.
耶稣基督上帝的独生子，在上帝救赎计划的高潮中降生为像我们一样的人。
Jesus lived the perfect life we could not live. He paid the penalty of death in our place. And he rose again on the third day so that all who trust in him would be reconciled to God, have their sins forgiven, be adopted as his children, and rise again in newness of life, both in this life and in the life to come.
他过着我们无法过的完美的生活，他代替了我们接受死亡的惩罚，并在第三天复活，让所有相信的人都与神和好，罪得以赦免，得到神儿女的身份，并在今生和永生一举一动都有新生的样式。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is this, that our sin is great, but God's mercy in Jesus is greater.
基督耶稣的福音是这样，我们的罪孽很大，但是神在耶稣基督里的怜悯是更大的。
And the story of Jonah tells us that the mercy of God is good news for at least two groups of people.
约拿的故事告诉我们，上帝的怜悯对至少两组的人来说是个好消息。
The mercy of God is good news for the rebellious outsider.
上帝的怜悯对外在叛逆的人说，这是一个好消息。
You got to remember that the Assyrians were bad, like really bad.
亚述人是很糟糕的，他真的很糟糕。
They tortured people for fun. They worshipped false gods. They oppressed the people of God.
他们以折磨人为乐，他们崇拜假神，他们压迫神的子民。
And yet, when the Assyrians asked for mercy, God gave it to them.
然而当他们祈求怜悯的时候，上帝给了他们怜悯。
And so if you're here and you have spent your entire life in rebellion against God, if you've just rejected him, rejected his ways, look at the Assyrians.
如果你在这里，你远离了神，如果你一生都在拒绝他和他的道路，看看亚述人。
God is merciful and full of compassion.
神是怜悯的，并且是充满同情的。
And God's mercy isn't exclusive to a so-called good people who do the right thing.
上帝的怜悯并不只限于做正确事的人，所谓的好人。
Because if God could show Nineveh mercy, he can certainly show you mercy too.
如果上帝能够向尼尼微施予这样的怜悯，他肯定也会向你来施怜悯。
Won't you receive the mercy of God?Today,
你今天愿意接受神的怜悯吗？
Trust in Christ, turn from your sins, and ask Him for forgiveness.
信靠基督，转离你的罪，恳求他的饶恕。
The mercy of God is good news for the rebellious outsider.
上帝的怜悯对于外在叛逆的人来说是个好消息。
And the mercy of God is good news for the self-righteous insider, too.
而且上帝的怜悯对内心自以为义的人来说也是个好消息。
See, Jonah was a reluctant, self-righteous prophet who would rather see his enemies destroyed than shown mercy.
约拿是一个不情愿、自以为义的先知，他宁愿看到他的敌人被摧毁。也不愿意表现出来怜悯。
Even though Jonah himself had received mercy from God in the most dramatic fashion one day before, he was rescued from a storm, he was swallowed by a fish, he was given a second chance to obey. Despite all of that, Jonah's heart remained hard.
尽管约拿本人仅在一天之前戏剧性的方式从上帝那里得了怜悯，从风暴中被救出，被鱼吞下，给到他第二次顺服的机会，但是他的心却是刚硬的。
He who had received such great mercy was angry when God wanted to show mercy to someone else.
当神要怜悯别人的时候，他会发怒。
Brothers and sisters, I submit to you that Jonah's attitude is more common among us than perhaps we'd like to admit.
弟兄姐妹们，我承认约拿的态度在我们中间比我们所愿意的承认更为普遍。
We love to receive the mercy of God ourselves.
我们自己很希望能够接受到上帝的怜悯。
But there are certain kinds of people that we hope God doesn't show mercy to.
但是我们希望某些类型的人不要被神怜悯。
It's people we are angry with. People we despise and look down upon. People whom we regard to be on the outside.
我们常常是有一些人我们看不起或是觉得说他们做跟我们不同的事情的人。
We think that we are right. We think of the other person as wrong. And deep down, if God shows mercy or kindness to them, we get angry too.
我们认为我们是对的。我们认为别人是错的，在内心的深处，当上帝善待他们的时候，我们会生气。
We say, how could God show mercy to him? To those people? Doesn't God know what they're like?
我们会说，上帝怎么会怜悯他呢？对那些人，难道上帝不知道他们是怎么样的人吗？
In self-righteousness, we all categorize people into groups, those who deserve the kindness of God and those who don't.
在自以为意的情况之下，我们将人物分为几类，那些配得上帝仁慈的人和那些不配得上帝仁慈的人。
Is that you?
这是你吗？
If that is you, the story of Jonah tells us good news.
如果那是您的话，这约拿的故事告诉我们一个好消息。
God is merciful to the self-righteous insider as well.
神也怜悯内心自以为意的人。
God was patient with Jonah, even after Jonah blew up at him in anger.
上帝对约拿很有耐心，即使在约拿对他大发雷霆之后。
And through the plant, God helped Jonah to see his own heart.
通过一棵植物，上帝帮助约拿看到他自己的内心。
See, the story of Jonah shows us that God's mercy extends to both the rebellious outsider and the self-righteous insider.
约拿的故事告诉我们，上帝对 外在叛逆的人和内心自以为的人是仁慈的。
And the story of Jesus shows us just how that mercy comes to us today.
耶稣的故事向我们展示了今天这种怜悯是如何的临到了我们。
Are you a rebellious outsider like the people of Nineveh?
你是像尼尼微人一样在外在叛逆的人吗？
Are you a self-righteous insider like Jonah?
你是像约拿一样内心自以为意的人吗？
If that is you, you need mercy. And you need to look at the empty tomb.
如果是这样，你需要神的怜悯，看看这个空的坟墓。
For if you have trusted in Christ, the resurrection of Jesus is a sign for you. It is a sign that God loves you, that Jesus Christ is crucified for you, that Jesus Christ is risen again for you, and that one day you will rise again with him.
如果你相信基督，耶稣基督的复活对你来说是一个记号，上帝爱你，耶稣基督为你被钉在十字架上，耶稣基督为你复活，有一天你会与他一同复活。
Every single sin you have ever committed, whether it's blatant rebellion or whether it's a smug self-righteousness, is forgiven at the cross.
每一个罪，或许是隐而未显的罪，不论是在外在叛逆的或是内心自以为的，都被赦免在十字架上。
And if you're wondering, is it true? Are my sins actually forgiven? Can I receive mercy? The empty tomb, the resurrection of the greater Jonah is the proof.
如果你还是怀疑的，我这么这个最大的罪人，我们如何的罪孽能够被赦免呢？请你看看约拿的故事。
Living in this broken world, the presence of sin often weighs down upon us.
生活在这个破碎的世界里边，罪恶是实实在在的压在我们的身上。
But the tomb is empty.
但是坟墓是空的。
And the empty tomb is the proof that sin has been defeated for good and that God's mercies are new for you every morning.
空的坟墓证明罪恶已经被打败了，上帝对你的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
And so this morning, brothers and sisters, I invite you to repent at the preaching of the greater Jonah, Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我邀请你在更大的约拿耶稣基督的演讲中来悔改。
What prevents you from believing God to be merciful?
有什么能够阻碍你能够来接受上帝的怜悯呢？
Confess your sins to God, trust in Christ.
向上帝来承认你的罪，来相信基督。
Because through faith in him, his resurrection is yours.
通过信仰，他是为你而复活的。
You can live a new life in Christ, and one day soon, everything that is broken and evil will be restored for good.
你可以在基督里过一个新的生活。有一天，这一天会很快的来临，所有的破碎，所有的邪恶都会永远的恢复。
You can receive the mercy of God today, and then go and tell others about the same.
接受上帝的怜悯，去告诉别人上帝同样怜悯他们。
Will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for raising Jesus Christ from the dead. That because Jesus is alive, we can be sure that you are a merciful God and you forgive sinners. And so, Father, I pray now that you would convict us of sin and help us to repent. Help us to have a deep joy today.Help us, Father, to recognize that though our sin is great, our Savior's grace is greater. And that because he is risen, we can be made whole. And so, Father, I pray that you would soften our hearts. For those of us, those here among us who would be rebellious outsiders, I pray that you would soften their hearts, soften our hearts.Help us to see the ways in which we've been running away from you. Grant to us to see the beauty of Jesus and to turn to him and be saved. And Father, I pray for those of us among us who are self-righteous insiders, who stand in judgment above others, who condemn others, who are dismayed when mercy is shown to people we don't like. Forgive us too. Help us to see the beauty of Jesus Christ.And be saved. Help us, Father, to look at the empty tomb today and to know that our every sin is forgiven, that sin and death are defeated, and that we will rise again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.